Good afternoon, City Homes. May we help you?
I need an apartment.
You want an apartment?
Yeah.
And what do you want, a one-bedroom, two, three?
I've got more rooms out here than I know what to do with.
So what do you want?
Hello? Go ahead.
What kind of an apartment do you want?
One.
A one-bedroom?
Yes.
And what is your price range, please?
Doesn't matter.
Well,
I'll pay whatever you want.
I'm sorry? We need to know...
Hundreds. At least seven.
700? All right.
Yes.
And do you have pets?
No.
I guess you do, huh?
No.
We don't take tenants with dogs.
Why?
Well, because of the liability insurances involved.
Oh, okay.
Are you a Section 8, perhaps?
Wait a minute.
No.
Go ahead.
No, one moment, please. One moment, please.
Okay.
Hello, this is... How can I help you?
I need an apartment.
You need... Okay. For when?
Now.
Is there a price
please.
Range?
No. I'll pay whatever you want.
Do you have any pets?
No.
General office, this is... How can I help you?
Hi.
Hello?
Yes. My grandfather put one of those tiny model trains in my hamburger.
Really?
Yes. I broke my tooth.
Oh.
I need an appointment.
And who do you want that with?
That I don't know.
Who do you normally see?
I don't know.
Okay, so you want an appointment because your grandfather
yes.
put a tiny train in your hamburger. And
yes.
you don't know who you're seeing, and you don't think you've ever been here before.
That's right.
Who's your normal dentist?
Famous Dr. Scanlon.
Oh, you have the wrong number.
No.
Oh, but you do. We don't have a Dr. Scanlon here.
I know. Help me out.
I'm sorry?
I need an appointment.
Well, you've contacted the wrong number.
No. Do you mind?
Okay, I don't know what kind of a machine you have turned on, but in order for me to hear you appropriately, you need to turn the machine off, and then you need to speak into the phone
clearly.
You've
been nagging at me.
Pardon me?
I'd appreciate if you would address me as Colonel or Sir. I believe I've earned it.
You want to be addressed as Colonel or Sir, but you weren't a Colonel to me or a Sir to me because I don't know who you are.
What?
And what's your telephone number? Let me give you a call back and see if we can stop the
confusion. Your last chance. What do you say, huh? Please. 8116.
8116?
No.
So it's
3.
It's 8116.
4. Trust me. What's your address?
No, what's your address?
Why? Hello?
Hi, I just want to check records here.
Yes! What do you think? Lady?
Do you have your address available?
Yes.
What is it?
712 North Aurora.
And what tooth are you having complications with?
What difference does it make?
Well, it doesn't for appointment time, sir. We need to schedule you in appropriately.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Upper right, lower right, upper left, lower left?
Yes. That.
Back on which side?
That I don't know.
Okay, so you're not sure
Help
if it's on your right or your left?
Don't worry about it.
Don't worry about it? Well, I need to worry about
What's
it.
What's the big deal?
Patient. We want to help you out.
I need an appointment. Please. Please tell me that you have some.
Oh, I have availability. I just need to make sure I have the appropriate
yes.
information collected.
Go ahead.
Now,
do you have
you
any
said
other
you,
questions for me?
Who? What, which dentist did you see? I'm sorry. I've got a lot of people.
Dr. Seafell.
My soonest available appointment will be on Thursday.
Fine.
This is with a new dentist, seeing you have see Dr. Seafeld.
I know.
Did you want to take the appointment on Thursday?
Four.
Whatever machine you're using to disguise your voice is cutting your voice out. If you could turn that off, I'd appreciate it so I could hear you.
What, are you trying to intimidate me? I eat breakfast 300 yards from 4,000 Cubans who are trained to kill me, so don't think for one second that you can make me nervous.
Oh, sir, we appreciate all of your protection that you give to us throughout our country. This has to do with your teeth, though.
And now I'm thinking that your suggestion might not be in a manner of speaking the American way. Can you hear me?
I do, sir.
When can I be up and running in that department?
By Thursday.
What?
Thursday is what I can offer you, sir. Is that...
Fine.
And your name, please? How do you spell that?
Jeff Jefferson.
Jeff Jefferson?
Colonel Nathan R. Jessup, Commanding Officer, Marine Ground Forces, Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. What do you think? Lady? Are you going to talk to me or not? Say something. Hey!
Dental office, could you please hold for a moment?
Hey!
Okay, so you wanted the Thursday appointment?
Yes!
Okay, it's Jeff Jefferson.
That's right.
Okay, and you're at 712
North Madera
in New York?
Yes.
And it's 8116 is your phone number?
Yes.
Is that a correct number that we can contact you on at Mr. Jefferson?
Yeah.
Okay.
Saturday.
All right.
What?
I have you scheduled in at 8 o'clock on Thursday, June 1st.
Wait. Could you excuse me for 1 second, Venus?
What do you think?
I'm just kidding.
Wrong number.
Jeff?
Yes.
You just gave me the telephone
right
number to Chevrolet. Do you have a better number?
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Sorry. We all make mistakes.
I know. I got your dime, though.
What? Oh, God. This is like a nightmare. Fucking grotesque.
Uh-oh.
Hey! I'd appreciate if you would address me as Colonel or Sir.
You keep hitting that button about the colonel and sir.
Extend me some courtesy. Please. Trust me.
Jeff?
Lady?
I really think
Hello?
That...
I'm very intelligent. Lay back and enjoy the ride.
I think
what do you think?
I think it's time to hang out.
Excuse me. Lady? Gee, I'm doing the best I can. I'm here to cooperate with you 100%. What do you think? What do you think? You should answer someone when they speak to you.
I need to get going, Jeff. It's been fun talking with
you. Where
are
you going?
I
Where are you
to,
going?
I need to get back to work.
No! That's what made it so funny.
Take care, Jeff. It was
okay.
Really fun talking to you.
Let's not drag this out. We don't enjoy one another that much. Take care.
Take care.
Take it easy.
Call back.
Bye.
See y'all later.
Bye.